everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to Alex Formanton. The London Knights forward, also a draft choice of the Ottawa Senators, spent an extended period of time with the Senators this fall, and also recently took part in the CIBC Canada-Russia series. We'll also hear from David Legwand, the OHL graduate who is now co-owner of the Sarnia Sting and working behind the bench as an associate coach. But first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Ryan Merkley of the Guelph Storm. The sophomore defenseman became the first D-man to earn the award this season as he had an impressive performance, scoring one goal and five assists for 6 points in two games last week and was a plus four. The first overall choice in the 2016 OHL Priority Selection is eligible for the 2018 NHL Entry Draft and is considered one of the players to watch by NHL Central Scouting. Meantime, a player scouts were certainly keeping an eye on last season was Alex Formanton of the London Knights, who ended up being chosen by the Ottawa Senators and played an extended period of time with the Senators this fall leading into the NHL season before eventually heading back to the Knights. Now he's hoping to help London to a good season this year and took part in both games at the recent CIBC Canada-Russia series where Team OHL split their two games against Team Russia in Owen Sound and Sudbury. Just as that series was getting underway, I caught up with Formanton.
What does it mean to take part in this Canada-Russia event here? And of course, we know it's preliminary stepping stone for the Team Canada.
It's always special, obviously, being for Team Canada. I'm excited to play these two games.
As you go into it, is it a case where just play your game?
I think we got a good team. I think if we all just play our game, we should have a good outcome.
Take me through, of course, it was a little whirlwind there into September and everything like that. Spending time, so much time around the Ottawa Senators, what did that mean?
Oh, it was unreal. Obviously, I was grateful for the opportunity they gave me there, playing a game and just try to stay there as long as I could, practicing and learning from the veteran players in the NHL.
When you went in there, was it almost kind of like just, I don't know what's going to happen here?
Yeah, I guess just going in, I wanted to stay as long as I could, and I was grateful for the amount of time I was given there.
If I talked to you in the summer or even last spring to now, what did you learn going through that experience?
I'd just say like little parts of my game and just what it takes to be an NHL player on and off the ice.
Is that stuff where people could tell you about it, but until you live it and just see how some of the other guys approach their game, that's when you really learn that?
Yeah, I mean, people could tell you about how it is to live the NHL life, but once you get a feel for it in a couple of weeks, it's pretty surreal.
For the Knights, I know it was a little slow start because a lot of guys were still coming together. Do you find now that with all the guys back, it seems to be a lot better now?
Yeah, I think we got a good lineup right there. I know we were struggling a little bit in the start, but I think we've just started to turn around and figure out our game, and we should be able to make a good run for it this year.
That was Alex Formanton of the London Knights. This week's CHL Top 10 rankings has three OHL teams on the list. The Sarnia Sting remain the number one team in the country, the Sioux Greyhounds at number 4, the Barrie Colts at 7, and also honorable mention to the Kitchener Rangers. Back to the Sarnia Sting, who have been atop the rankings for the last few weeks. Co-owner and associate coach David Legwand, satisfied with the way the team has come together to start the year, but knows there is a lot more to come.
It's gone decent. You always strive for more and better, and we've thought this the whole year long that we got a good team, a good group of kids. But they've done well through the first 20. I think we can peel the tape back now and reevaluate a little bit of their play through 20 games or something to lay groundwork down and move on from here and get better the next 20. And after the next 20, we'll look at it again and hopefully we win another 16 or 17 and go on from there.
Is that especially with the coaching hat on, knowing, okay, those 20 games are in the past. We don't get any bonus points moving forward. That, great, we'll take the points we got, put them in the bank, but that doesn't give us a free pass moving forward.
No, it doesn't. I think we talked about that as a staff earlier in the year. If you can bank points in September, October, November, it counts just as much as the ones in February and January. So, you can't take any for granted. Every game's a tough game in this league, and we've done a good job of that this year. Jumping out in front and maybe winning some games in the first or second period.
Is there, for the coaching hat on, is it key sometimes when you have a team that's going well to still maybe pull the reins back a little bit to find balance? And of course, if a team was struggling, you're trying to pull them up a little bit. As a coach, is there a little bit of that balance you're trying to find where, if a team's doing well, you're trying to get them to do even better?
Yeah, I think so. I think the kid, obviously the kids have played well, but, you know, we always push for more. And, you know, I'm one of the firm believers if you're winning 6 or 7-0, you still have to play the right way or the bad habits creep in. And they've done a pretty good job with that so far. Obviously, we had the one mishap in Kingston there, and I don't know if the kids were quite ready in Ottawa there until the last, you know, 15-16 minutes of the game. But that's going to happen after you're going on a streak of 14 or 15 in a row. So we learned from it, I think. I think we grew from it and bounced back this past weekend.
Can you take a positive, too, in the game against Owen Sound on Sunday, where the shutout stayed till right to the end, where you've seen it as a player, as a coach, that's when exactly some bad habits come in, maybe a 7-0 game, one gets allowed, that somebody maybe didn't do something right, that things were done right through to the end?
Yeah, I think that was a game on Sunday where we knew that they played Saturday night at home, and you know they bust in Sunday morning, and it's, you know, we took advantage of that, I think, and that's what you have to do. You see teams with that kind of schedule throughout the season, they take advantage of it, and it's 2 points. You know, playing Owen Sound twice and having 4 points against them is a good thing to start the season out with.
This year, of course, a change in role for you behind the bench every game. How's that been like?
It's been fun. I think you know, telling the kids, helping them when they get off the ice, before they go on the ice, and those types of things, and trying to be positive with them and telling them what they're doing right or wrong. I also want to be honest with them. I don't want to tell them that they're playing good if they're not playing good. I think, you know, they could be misled sometimes, but, you know, we're all four of us are back there to help them and help them succeed and do the right things and play the right way as a group of 20.
And is that indeed sort of those in-game adjustments where it's that pat on the back when they need it or that adjustment when maybe needed, say, you know, here's what you just did, next time out there, just make a little adjustment there?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think it's all the above. I think they need, you know, they're 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids that need help. They need to be shown the way a little bit. And, you know, a couple of them think they know more than they do. But
they're teenagers. They all know everything.
Oh, yeah, they do. But it's fun for us
too,
to help them learn and watch them learn and grow as players and see them for a couple of years now is exciting.
That was OHL graduate David Lagwan, now co-owner and associate coach of the Sarnia Sting. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.